No.
All right. So previously on Finding Semler, we started the show, and then Semler didn't turn up. We made phone calls. Apollo, where's Semler? Don't know. He's not here. Call Apollo.
No. Didn't work.
No Semler. Call Caroline. Heard of Semler. 8 o'clock. Then we assume Sam's coming. Phone the airport. We've lost a special needs boy in your airport. Look for him. Couldn't find him. And then the number that Semler phoned on, we phoned back only to be answered by presumably a single mother with a child good at pressing phone buttons. So welcome back to today's Finding Semler episode, yeah, where the plot thickens.
In the most recent development,
we've decided that
What have we established first?
We've established
the first call,
basically, that the phone number that phoned Weppers at the start of the show was not Semler.
No.
But Semler had asked for Weppers' number when he spoke to Caroline.
So he definitely made a call to the girl.
He is alive. Unless.
And he called the girl.
And he called
That's
the girl.
That's established.
So we phoned Caroline and then had some sexy time. And basically she's a bit concerned. So we're going to make her more concerned because we figure if we phone Caroline back and ask for the number that Semler phoned from, we can phone this phone.
Yep.
So,
logical
Weppers,
course of action.
I need your phone once again.
Can you use mine? Mine works also.
Because you have Caroline's number?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Give us.
I do, actually.
Weppers, yeah, stop being a bitch. You're the killer here in this situation. You're like first up to have your head chopped. Give us your phone, because if you withhold any evidence, it's just going to make it worse. Just abide by the laws of the studio.
Oh God!
What the fuck was that? Want to see it? No, I'm not allowed to put it in. Put it up again.
Here.
Hey, Caroline, it's James again.
This one.
What was him?
Did you miss me? Yeah, I missed you too. Oh, you have a cute laugh, don't you? It's really nice. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you, we're still looking for Semler, you know, that guy. Yeah, still, he's a attention whore, isn't he? But basically, we were figured that he phoned you, right, from Airlander? Oh, 2 hours ago, yeah. But we were wondering, do you have the number that he phoned from when he went to your phone? Do you have, like, the actual phone number of the number he phoned from when he phoned you 2 hours ago? You don't?
Can she look in the log?
He called from a hidden number. The plot thickens, Caroline. The plot thickens.
It is? Around what time?
We're still trying to find him, you see.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're still trying to find him.
Things on my phone.
Messages? You can't hear me. Messages? I said we're still trying to find.
Are you serious?
Oh, people are talking over me. Oh, sorry.
Wait.
I said we're still trying to find Semler, so we were wondering if you had a contact detail from the phone when he found you.
The thing is,
are you sure?
I called one and listened to the first message.
The phone's gone haywire.
And
you ruined it. You ruined the whole phone call for me. I was going really well then. I made a
listen,
laugh to start with.
Listen, new twist. New twist. New twist.
Block twat. What?
New twist by Weppers.
Fuck this show. Fuck this shit. You're a sack of shit. You're a sack of shit. You ruined.
Hey, Semler's back.
You ruined my relationship.
Semler's back.
You know, I could have phoned her myself. You didn't have to do that.
Dude.
You're a dick. You're a dick.
All right. While James is off, yeah, right, to get a cigarette or whatever. Are you for real? Like, seriously?
The thing is, look, Amok was calling me, and I have
then
a
go check.
Loads of call from Amok.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so
I got one from like the texting, like from the answer
machine
at 12 or at 8:13.
Yeah, and
it's fine. Hello.
Right, so basically we think Semler, Weppers might actually have a voicemail on his phone, which somehow he didn't realize he might have. So we're going to try and look for that voicemail, if it actually is there. Right. And now the girl just called him back. And James is off smoking or something. Oh my god, Semler, can't just fucking come home already. I'm hungry. I'm
Som också hade lämnat och jag lyssnar bara på första. Så det är så här, så jag måste ringa och kolla ifall han har ringt i alla fall. Men det är det hemligt nummer så det är liksom, ja, jag vet fan vad jag ska göra. Ja.
Mm. Right.
Ja. Jag vet inte, det är det vi försöker få reda på. James, you've been...
Come on, whip us.
Han var så jävla smart med den. Han är inte lite. Men vi ska fixa fram han i alla fall. Jag måste ringa till mitt mobilsvar och kolla. Mm. Men vad heter det? Ja, men vi hör av oss när... Eller så behöver han höra av dig till dig när vi får tag på honom.
Mm. Whip us. Stop keeping the phone occupied. The PA woman might be calling any minute. Right. So look at the messages. I'm really curious if you actually missed it.
Because I have two missed messages. And one from
voice messages, from voicemails, yeah?
About
the
casting.
Yeah.
And I have one from like earlier, I think. But I'm not sure. The first one could have been from...
Be really funny if you actually had it all this time. I hope you don't have it.
I hope I don't have it.
Because then you definitely are... Oh my god, Samuel. Oh my god, Weppas. Yeah, it was...
The first one is from Mamouk.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
They have more than second one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Am I? Wait. I got one from Semler.
Is it from Semler? Are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit! Wetpass! You're not only the killer! You're like everything, man! Are you fucking kidding me? All this time you had the message on your voicemail. He had a message in his voicemail for over 3 hours from Semler.
And he kept on calling me under the show and I thought it was a mook because I listened.
And he kept calling him and he just denied the fucking phone.
No,
all right, we have to listen to this message. Bring the phone. Hey, James, he's had a fucking voicemail from Semler for over fucking 2 hours on his phone. And Semler just like kept trying to ring his phone all this time apparently when he was on the show. What about that for a twist?
I fucking knew something was up with your phone.
Oh
my
god.
Because you were so reluctant to give it to me all the time. I was like, Weppers, give me your phone. He's like, no, I've got personal numbers. You didn't want me to find the voice message.
We need to give us
you
the phone.
You fucking lying dick. Give us the voice message from Semler.
Yeah.
We want to hear it.
Bring it here.
Fucking Weppers.
He had a fucking voicemail from Semler all this time, man. The killer.
Hand over the phone.
Don't tell me you deleted it or some shit.
No, I didn't delete it.
He's probably...
We're gonna
Will. Him. Will, come on camera. Will's...
Come in the back.
Will. Will.
This guy's
Will,
gonna take care
Will
of
Will is our fucking muscle, all right? Weppas has a phone and he's trying to delete a message from Semler, who's probably dying somewhere.
Go get him, Will.
Will, get the fucking phone.
You couldn't save the message.
Get the fucking phone, Will. Beat the shit out of him.
I don't want Semler. No, wait. I have it, maybe.
Bring it so we can...
Yes. Wait, this is the mock message.
I don't trust this kid.
Yeah, man. All this time he had it in his back pocket.
All this fucking time.
I know.
He's up to
shit.
Told
me 2 hours ago. Wait. This should be the summer message.
Bring it here so we can hear it. Put it here.
Right.
20:35.
At the airport right now, it's August. I'm at the airport at Terminal 5.
Terminal 5.
Just landed trying to figure this shit out. So, yeah, bro. Let me know what's going on.
What?
Basically, I don't have money for a bus, and I don't have money for a taxi. My card's been locked. So if you get this message, I'm kind of screwed and stranded here. I'll try calling you back in a bit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The thing is, I listened to the first... first message, and it was Mark. And that fucking secret number kept on calling me.
I'm fucking kidding.
I can't pick up right now.
Weppas, we could have solved this shit 2 hours ago.
We could have solved this shit 2 hours ago, Weppas. You fucking retarded piece of... You're a sack of shit.
Wait. But Semler, as we assumed, is stranded in the airport. But he couldn't think of taking a cab, right?
Semler's like, hey, man, it's Semler here. Just at Terminal 5 right now, and just trying to figure this shit out. Basically, don't have money for a bus or a taxi, so, you know...
People could hear it, I think.
Just contact me, bro.
But like you said, why did he try to get a taxi and pay here when he gets to the house, right? We're here. We
idiot.
Have money. I'm like, how... What? Oh, so... Now, to move on. Are we to assume he's still in Orlando, Terminal 5?
Yes.
Stranded.
Because he said his card is blocked or locked. So...
Right.
He can't go anywhere.
And he probably didn't do anything. He didn't manage to think of taking a taxi to the home and...
What we need to do is we need to put the 4G into a laptop. We're going to stream the car journey to the fucking airport. We're going to walk into the airport with the fucking laptop with 4G streaming it, and we're going to fucking find Semler. We're finding fucking Semler.
I'm up for that.
Chance.
I need to figure. Let me think.
We need.
We didn't buy the stick. We didn't have the stick for the 4G, did we? Because you don't have the modem.
We have the modem. Fuck.
Yeah, but I don't have the stick. But wait, I have. Do you have a 3G stick? You had a 3G stick.
I used to have a 3G stick.
Where is your 3G stick? Because I think the SIM. Will the SIM work? Well, it might work in the same stick.
But I don't have that stick. The SIM would work in my stick, but I don't have the stick.
You don't have the stick.
No.
You have a phone with you.
Can we use 4G on a phone?
Look at Gunran. He's typing a chat at you.
Damn it, Trans. What is he saying?
You got a phone with it.
Yeah. I have a phone with it. I don't have a phone with
or
it.
Go up.
Yeah, you have a phone with 3G.
I don't. My phone doesn't do 4G. I don't think it does.
Not
3G. No, tethering.
Tethering. Yeah, but how are we gonna do the that won't work? Because let me think. Even if we no, it won't work because the modem, the 4G modem, is like it actually needs a power supply, like a
You can connect your 3G phone.
I can do that, but it's 3G. It's like really...
We won't be able to stream on 3G.
It's like really...
Okay. When we see Semler, we want to see him in his all his glory.
Recorded I can stream with the phone itself, like, you know, like this camera. That can work, you know, won't be great quality.
Well, we can do like this. We take the camera.
No.
We film the whole
thing. No. It has to be live if you do it. No, otherwise it won't
We've got a 4G modem, right?
With a 4G SIM card.
Anyone in Teresa with a 4G stick?
We can't plug it into your BMW anyhow with any converters, right?
No, it can't pull to 210 volts or whatever it needs. I can try, but I don't know. I don't know if. Let me check. I think my phone has 4G.
This is a car battery.
Let me check.
I knew we should have got a stick when we went down to tell him.
But wait, did I also have one? I also had a stick. Wait, I also had a stick, like a 3G stick. I need to see if I have it. I might know where it is.
Right.
But I don't know if it's compatible with 4G, but we'll see. Well,
I was meant to do work this evening, and I meant to go out and meet some people at a club. And I've been ignoring people for like 4 days, you know, obligations.
And you're meant to be in a meeting. Like
Mel Gigolo.
Just
fuck the meeting, man. NetDev.
People want to see this instead, they're going
to
say...
NetDev, if you're wondering, you need to pay us, you need to pay Star Ladder, you need to renew their season 2. I'm working with a lot of other partners that I can't mention. And you need to cancel Fish Sticks coming over to DreamHack and just send another gun run.
That's it, basically, right?
Yeah,
only that. Right, let's go on. We're going to find a way. We're going to find something, but we need to get like a move on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but go find the 3G stick.
Yeah, I'll find something, don't worry.
If Samuel's still at Terminal 5, if he's waited all this time at Terminal 5 and all we did was just fuck around on camera instead of just going to the airport, because I don't understand why Apollo would wait there at the terminal instead of just going to the airport anyway, but whatever. fucking hell. And he wonders why DreamHack don't want to rehire him. I'm only joking.
Shit.
I don't know if they do or don't. It's your fault, though, Weppes. It all stems back to you.
Yeah.
You're the
mastermind. What's he called in Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, that, we that could. Guy. I wonder if we could call Terminal 5 Airlander.
Try. He's fucking,
fucking
here.
Semler's here. Bring him down to the studio.
Oh, shit.
Semler is in the house. I just heard an American accent. All right. Semler. It took you. Semler, come sit down. We're doing the good show.
I was producing. That's why I didn't pick up.
Semler, come sit down. We need to pay the taxi. Just get Will's card. Just get Will's card. We've got to pay the taxi driver. I told him this solution in my head ages ago. Just take a taxi and pay when you're here. Like, you could have done that 3 hours ago. He's just stupid. He's really fucking stupid. Out of all the people in the studio, like, Scriff's pretty. So you think Scriff would be stupid because he's pretty. But he's smart. Scriff is smart. Wepaz, you think he's stupid when you look at him, but it's all a fucking cover-up. Criminal mastermind, Wepaz. Killing off members of the studio one by one so we can get higher positions. He was going for chief and editor on this one. We know it. Trance is Romanian. Born stupid. Basically. Sorry, Romanian viewers. So, we're going to pay the taxi driver with Will's card. Trance is already giving... Semler shit.
At me, right?
Oh, is he mad at Wefaz?
He's really mad. Well, of course, I didn't pick up. But still, it's like.
You are fucked.
Those producers, I never pick up a phone from a private number, though. That's what I can tell you. I never pick up.
What are you, like some sort of drug dealer?
No,
worried about, you know, the false.
No, but people prank call.
People prank call you.
Yeah. But still, I don't pick up. I usually don't pick up.
Only drug dealers don't pick up calls from private numbers. We're on to you, Wepaz. There's more to you than meets the eye.
You said I'm a criminal mastermind, man. A
couple of ounces, please. So, yeah, we'll wait for the Semler to pay the taxi, and then we'll have Semler pay his half of the story. So fucking stupid. It's one of those stupid shows. Are they paying the taxi now?
Yeah.
It's like a 70 fucking euro taxi as well.
His card is blocked. He couldn't use it. That's
Like, well, it's his fault
and then,
as well.
And then Will was like, nah, I'm not paying for the taxi. You know, so sort of that before he took the taxi.
Like, Will was paying for the taxi, right?
Yeah, it's okay, man. Yeah. It's so funny. We're still alive. Like, I'm glad he finally figured it out. And he's like, I'm going to take a taxi and pay it off.
I think if we would have figured out if we anticipated how stupid he was, we would have got 4G in a laptop and drove to the airport and streamed the whole thing. That would have been really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then we're probably stupid ourselves and wouldn't have had enough battery on someone's laptop to do the 40-minute trip. Get the taxi driver. We could pay you 70 euros, Mr. Taxi Driver Man, or we could promote your taxi company on stream.
We got over 20 pictures from this show.
Yeah, we're going
to
go for
someone. Let's go haggle the taxi driver to see if he wants. We can go talk to the taxi driver and see if he wants free promotion on stream instead of payment.
Yeah, he's already paid.
Oh, it's cold. We're telling him there's like 500,000 people watching, so he'd be like, oh yeah. And then he'd go back to work and be like, I just promoted us to 500,000 people. All right, everybody. Semler, get down here. Will's having a go at him now because Will just had to hand over money. Will's angry.
Yeah.
You should have paid for that taxi, Wepaz.
I don't have any money.
Why is it like this? Yeah, I'm not stoned. Yeah, McCormick almost lost a kitten. I was very angry. I can afford to lose a Semler, but not a kitten. They're worth 50 euros on Blocket, apparently, according to Will.
Although we're going to have to start giving the kittens away. I'm going to give the kittens away on stream, I think. Semler! I can't leave the stream, because otherwise you just stare at a wall.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear his... they're having the whole conversation upstairs. Can you tell him, McCormick, go get Semler. Please.
You're learning fast.
Yeah, I'm a fast learner. Wouldn't take me 4 hours to get home from a 40-minute away airport. It's going to be very anticlimactic, the end of this show now. Now we found Semler. It was a lot more fun when Semler was lost, to be honest. Now we found him, it's like, yeah. Don't know what all the fuss was about. If he doesn't come down, they're having all these conversations upstairs, which is really rude, considering to you guys who have stayed with us for the whole story, that they're having all the conversations upstairs. I wouldn't do that to you. Yo!
He's alive.
Oh my god, finally.
Welcome home.
Jesus. How's it going?
I just want to let you know that we've been very worried about you.
Really?
Some of the events that have happened. Basically, Webhaz, are you mad at Webhaz?
Not at all. I'm sorry, man. I thought that you were just sitting there waiting for me. And of course you don't pick up your phone. I call you like 10 times. Why don't you pick up your phone?
Yeah, the thing is, I listened to the first message I had, and that was from Amok, because they wanted to talk to me about the casting. That was a private number as well. So I was like, well, I can't be asked to talk to them now. I'm producing. So I was like, let it ring out, because I thought it was them calling all the time. And then I listened to the second message, like 20 minutes ago or something. And it's like, oh shit, you called.
So basically, anyway, Apollo went out to get you at Terminalen.
That's what he just told me to. He waited there for like 2 hours.
You were expecting him there?
No. Well, by the time I got there, it was like 3 hours later. I wasn't expecting anybody.
You weren't expecting anyone to pick you up?
No. Dude, I was so late. I was like, I hope they didn't wait 3 hours for my ass to get there.
When did you turn up to the airport?
Dude, I was supposed to land at 7 sharp. So we get delayed in Amsterdam for like an hour. Yeah. Because of some bullshit with the plane. Okay, cool. You know, so I'm like, okay, great. Already, Webhaz is going to be fucked waiting for me for the bus. We land in Stockholm, and then they can't put the fucking gate onto the plane. So we sit in the plane for like half hour, 45 minutes as they try and fix the fucking gate to the plane. So we're just sitting there, and I'm going like, wow, this is royally fucked. Like, I'm not going to have any way to get home. Like, they're going to be sitting there waiting for me. I have no phone. I can't call them. So I walk out. I'm like, okay, great. Just trying to run and get shit done. And then my card is blocked. The fucking bank blocked my card because I guess I'm in Sweden again because I used it in the States. I don't know. They must be flipping out thinking, oh shit, somebody stole his card. So they blocked my card with all my money on it. I have no cash or anything. Everything's on that card. So, and the fucking international number is not working. So I tried and called the bank. International number not going through. So I can't get my card to work again. So I'm sitting in the fucking airport going, okay, what the fuck do I do now?
What time is this in the airport? And
I don't even know. It was like, what time is it now? 22:57. So it was probably like 9-ish.
9, okay.
And 9:15, something like that. Already royally, like, way past deadline. And what the fuck else happened that was great? Oh, no, dude, like, the information chicks. Like, I ended up, I was just sitting there at the information desk calling. And
calling him?
Yeah, calling him, because he was the only number I had in the house. I didn't have trans in the notebook.
Because you got his number from Caroline.
I called Caroline.
Where from?
From the information desk.
In Sweden.
So long it was, like...
In Sweden?
Yeah, in Sweden.
Yeah, she said you called, like... I think it was like 8-something.
Mm. It was bullshit.
Yeah.
It was total bullshit, basically. It was just like...
Because the thing
clusterfuck,
is,
clusterfuck, man.
And then how did you get back? You just got a taxi and said, take me here.
No. The fucking information desks took their coffee money and fucking bailed me out and bought me a bus ticket.
The information desk.
They had a thing of coffee, like a little jar where they all like chip in to put to get coffee money at the airport, and they bought me a bus ticket with it. So I was just like on the ground going, you are amazing. You are so cool.
You know why they probably did that?
Why?
because I rang the airport and said there's a special needs kid lost. And I gave...
And you did this on stream,
I
bet.
Yeah. And I told the airport there was a special needs kid lost at the airport that we were meant to pick up coming in from Amsterdam. He normally flies by... He normally flies with somebody, but he couldn't fly with that person from Netherlands to Stockholm. And he's not... And they said, how old is he? And I said, well, he's 20, so he's not really a kid, but he's special needs. And he's American, and his name's Augert Massenet. And I had them try and do a PA announcement to bring you to the information desk. And then... And so the thing is, I wonder if they got that message and you were stood in front of them. They're like... No... And they were like, just give him our coffee money.
That's so fucking good.
Well, anyway, because basically, right, we got a phone call. We ended up phoning in Caroline. Right, basically, we lost you. And Apollo was like, everyone in chat was like, call Apollo. And we're like, why the fuck? And apparently, Apollo was on Twitter saying, trans, call me, or whatever. Because Apollo was like, I'm here, and there's no Semler. And then we were like, okay, there's no Semler. Then... And then we're like, okay, Apollo waited there, and we tried to find you. So basically, we ended up trying to go onto your PC and get hold of your dad, because we rang KLM, and we rang Airlander, and they wouldn't be able to tell us if you were coming or arrived, unless we had your booking number, not your flight number. So we tried getting on your PC, because your dad booked the flights, right?
No, it would have been in my email. You wouldn't have been able to get it.
Oh, okay. But maybe you sent your flight details to him and it has the booking number? Okay,
I had it all in my black book.
We tried that.
Everything's in the black book, man.
Yeah, the magic black book.
You have a black fucking book, but so you still have a phone, man. If you had a phone, all this would have been...
Yeah, that black book doesn't do shit.
Webhouse's number, James's number. I don't know why I have your number, man. I don't think I've ever called you and have that work.
It's like, as if he has the phone ever on anyway, so...
Yeah, my phone was off, actually.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, we tried getting hold of your dad, and then we were like, well, let's get hold of Caroline. Maybe she has the booking number. We rang Caroline. She said you called her from Airlander, right? And then asked for Weppus's number.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to admit, by this time we thought you were dead, so I actually told Caroline that if she was widowed, I would look after her. Apparently she's wearing some really sexy stuff these days. Yeah. I do apologize about that, but, you know... She's probably going to be really disappointed now you're back, so maybe just a threesome or something.
Work something out.
I mean, she's probably got expectations now. So, yeah, so, and then we ended up getting a missed call on Weppers' phone, right, when we started the show. And so we rang that number back, and it turned out to be a random woman. We thought it was the payphone, so we were going to ring the payphone, and it was like a woman in a house with a kid. And we figured the only way that could have happened, they ring Weppes randomly, is the kid got the phone and was hitting numbers and got Weppes. And then so we rang him back, and Trance was very confused, and she was very confused. And then we like hung up on her. And then we decided we tried to ring the payphone. And then we went back and we rang Caroline again. Mm-hmm. She missed me, actually, so I thought I should call.
Yeah, didn't want her worrying. That's good. Thanks, man.
And then the guys interrupted my conversation with her when it was going great and just cock-blocking me, so I just stormed out the fucking studio. Assholes. And then Apollo came back and was really, like, tired and pissed off because he was like, I've just been waiting this long. And Semler and Weppas had a fucking voice message from you but didn't fucking read it. Oh, listen to it until the end of the show.
I'm stuck at Arlanda. I have no way to get home. Terminal 5.
And then basically everyone's made a lot of pictures. Earlier, I had an idea to get attention by the family. I was actually going to get everybody in chat to go onto your Facebook page and write RIP Semler. But then I thought if everyone did that, it would scare the shit out of your dad.
It would probably be pretty bad.
And that was my idea. And I would have got in trouble with the police.
Classic James, Fred missing, assumed dad hitting on Fred's widow.
Where's the Apollo watch? That's the best one. The Apollo watch.
That's the best one. And basically, it all kind of stems. It all really.
The Where's Waldo?
Tell the muted story.
Yeah, that's that. But that is the muted story where We were going to go on Semler's Facebook and write RIP Semler.
Yeah, the muted story was I was going to get everybody to go on his Facebook and write RIP Semler, which basically would have been really funny. But then I thought your father would see it and your family and would be like, what the fuck is this? There's 2,000 people posting Semler's dead. And then your dad would flip out. But then he might contact me and I'd be like, he's not really
dead. Bad joke.
And then we didn't want to say that on stream because everyone might have done it and it would have actually got me in trouble, but no one's going to do it now because you're alive.
No, I wouldn't put it past
And basically, him. It all comes down to...
let's do it anyway,
Wepez is an idiot, but even more so, maybe, you could also be slightly idiotic.
I should have had cash on me, but I didn't think my car would be
They bought. Don't take cash buses in Sweden.
Well, if I had cash, I'd probably get to work
something. How did you not blag off some random stranger? Like, even... How did you get cigarettes? Where'd you get them from?
Bought them in the States.
Yeah. How many did you bring?
This one. I ran out of
money. That would have been a quarter of a ticket. You needed more. But basically, the ticket, the bus is €8, right?
10.
Right. And you knew your card was blocked.
No, I didn't. I didn't know until...
I was operating on cash up until that point. So did you go up to the bus guy and try to use your card?
Yes.
And it didn't work?
And it didn't work. So then I went to try and withdraw cash and it didn't work.
Did you try and blag it with him?
I tried to blag it with him.
Yeah, blag.
I was trying to. I was just like, "Can you let it slide this once?" Blah blah blah. I'm like stressing out. This is all I have. And he was like, "No." He was a real hard ass.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Should have been more charming, though.
I should have. I tried to actually. Well, yeah. I got to work on.
Were you nice with him?
Because I tried to catch an earlier flight too with one of the attendants, and they fucked me over, saying, "Oh no, sorry. Yes, there's open spaces, but there's not enough time to transfer your ticket to this flight." And it's just like. But I was like, I paid money for this ticket, and it's the same fucking flight. It's economy class. How is that not, like, transferable? Yeah. And she was like, no, I'm sorry. You have to go to the front desk. And I was like, yeah, nah. Right. Long fucking
day. Did you get angry at the bus driver?
No, I didn't, because at that point I was like, fuck it. This is fucked already. And I got angry at the hostess.
You got angry at the who?
At the hostess.
So you didn't get your flight changed. Yeah. And then the girls at the information desk?
Fucking awesome, man. Yeah? Fucking awesome. They bailed me out big time.
Do we have a number to them? Maybe we should phone them.
We don't have a number to them, but next time I'm in Orlando, I'm going to like drop off a pot of coffee or something at their place.
Full of money, you'd hope.
For the money, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe we could ring Orlando one last time. Ask to get through to information desk.
And then say
that the special needs kid wants to say thank you to the girls at information desk for lending...
Dude, it got to the point where I was like debating walking, and then she was like, "No, you can't walk. It's 45 kilometers to Stockholm." And I was like,
"But the other thing we thought of doing
from the cat because well,
when we got the idea that you might still be at Terminal 5, right? We actually were going to get a 4G stick, plug it into a laptop, stream and drive there, and come pick you the fuck up, and then you turned up.
That's exactly where we were about to go.
You were about to do that.
Holy shit. So I reckon we should ring Erlander and ask to speak to the information desk. Give me your phone, Wepez, you criminal. And then Semler can say thank you to the girls and we can hopefully get through and finish off the show.
We could. Yeah, what was the show anyways? Yeah, what did you guys do?
This was the show.
Right, what was
Semler?
For the past 2 hours.
Holy shit. Fucking hell.
I'm going to have to be very nice to be able to get put through. So which was the Erlander number? Was it the 6,000?
Fuck the fun, no. Where was it? Dude, these pictures are fucking genius.
It's the 0874.
The terminal special needs.
08747 at the end, yeah? Right.
No, wait. Yeah.
The clouds again.
It was not 66 at the start, right? James.
Huh?
It was not 66 at the start.
0866.
Call the dwarf.
No.
Oh yeah, hey. Where was the guy? I don't know. I wonder if he's watching now.
It started off with like 7 something.
Give me the fucking number, Wepez. And if you fuck this up one more fucking time, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to ram this phone so far up your fucking ass that even if people phone you and you don't hear it, you still won't be able to answer.
We didn't even call it from my
phone. I'm
going to
stick it on vibrate. Yeah, but your phone's out of...
I'm tired for this shit.
I have that number here. It's the 6,000 one at the end.
Yeah, it's fine. Look, it's ringing.
Yeah, but your phone has low battery.
Dude, if the guy who was supposed to have the Call the Dwarf signs at MLK Anaheim is watching this, where was it?
Okay.
You're probably not going to be able to call him, mate.
I was meant to press a button. I'm going to press 9. I think that's English. From last time, I have a good memory.
Press 9. MLG was sick.
Shut up.
Somebody was supposed to interview me.
Shut.
Yours also.
Oh, hi. Is English okay?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. I rang a little bit earlier because we had lost a friend at the airport who, you know, I discussed his situation, that he wasn't traveling alone normally.
August Massenet.
August Massenet, that's the one. And actually, he went to information desk and because he actually was lent coffee money from the girls at information desk that allowed him to get a bus, which he managed to get help with. And he's home now, and we're just really grateful. And he would actually like to say thanks to the girls at the information desk. I think it would be quite important for him. Is it possible to get through to information?
Yeah, if you just hold the line, I will connect you. Just hold the line, please.
Thank you so much.
What the fuck am I going to say?
You sack of shit.
You sack of shit.
Shut the fuck up, guys. Right? I'm fucking got this. Oh, hiya. Is English okay? Hi, is this information?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. I'm just calling because I had a friend who has a special condition, and actually we had lost him at the airport, and apparently he came to information desk, and you actually lent him money from the coffee money, so he could actually get home, and it's just been so amazing that you did that. I'd just like to say a huge thank you, and he actually... really wanted to phone you up and just say thanks because he's actually home now, safe. And, you know, we're going to give him his medication in a moment, but he's home and safe. So he just wants to say thanks if I can hand him over. Oh, what's your name, by the way?
My name is Chris.
Your name is?
My colleague who helped him.
Oh, okay. Well, you're both wonderful. All right. Okay, let me hand it over. He wants to say thanks if your colleague's there.
Do you want to talk to her?
Hello?
Yes, you want to talk to her?
Yes, we'd love to talk to her. Hello?
That's her.
Hello?
Hello. Hey,
hi.
Were you the one who lent me money to buy a bus ticket to get home?
No, it was my colleague. Do you want to talk to her?
Yes, please.
Okay, just wait. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, were you the one who lent me money to get home to take...
Yes, it was.
Yes, you're awesome. I made it.
Oh, great. How lovely. That's great.
Thank you.
Ask her if she wants to come out with us sometime.
What's that? What's that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Were they at the Central Station?
Yes. No, they weren't, actually. They left me to die, but I was able to get home anyway.
Oh, that's great. Lovely that you find them.
Thanks very much. Well, thanks so much for helping me. Truly appreciate it.
You're welcome,
And I'm going to bring coffee next time I'm at the airport.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
And condoms.
Okay, thank you again.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
They're fucking laughing there because she's like, okay, I have to work now. But the thing is, you could never go on a date with her because they know that you're that special needs kid. I can't believe you motherfuckers said that.
You're so lucky you've already got a girlfriend. Otherwise, if you fucked up the call with Caroline, we definitely fucked up the call with her.
You're so fucking retarded. Holy shit. I can't believe you guys fucking did that. But the thing is that I probably would have laughed so fucking hard if I heard the PA say, special needs child, August. Please come to information
of special needs.
The best thing was that she recognized the thing where you called.
Yeah, she recognized me when I called. August Max is next.
This is so fucking sad.
All right. Let's fucking finish this up. Yeah. Samlet, you're home. How much the taxi cost? Like 70?
60.
60, all right. We get that back to Will. Hopefully. Let's run a... Oh, fuck it. Let's run as many Abbotts at the end of the show as possible because no one wants to pay for your taxi. So if everyone stays on stream and we just run like a shit ton of ads, we cover the taxi costs. All right? And then no one's at a deficit. And then everybody who's watched the show has paid for your taxi home. If we could do that, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to think on the fly of what's going on this week. We could at least like wrap it up.
Basically,
in a professional manner.
We are going to DreamHack, the whole DreamHack. Good studio. I'm going to a meeting and then I'm going out a little bit later. It's great to have you home, Samlet. It was a lot more fun than when you weren't here, though, because generally it was good, but it's good to have you back. Those chicks, were they hot as well?
They were.
Damn. Caroline misses you, by the way, and she's very worried, so you should phone her and tell her you're back.
I will. I told her
all right, when I got home. You have to delete all those posts on your Facebook page. Okay, so on that note, guys, thanks for watching the conclusion of the pilot episode of Finding Semler. If you did enjoy it, next week we're going to kidnap McCormick, tie him up, and drop him off in a forest somewhere and see how long it takes him to get home. Brilliant. Tune in next week when we fuck up more people's lives. Thanks for watching. See ya.
I put the margins.